I think everyone understands that New Yorkers are babies, by which I mean that you can get almost anything any time of the day or night just by picking up the phone and insisting. Everywhere from the Indian restaurant to the hardware store delivers. But do lots of pianists discover at 3 a.m. that their middle C is dangerously flat? Melissa Milgram has this story.
By the way, I'm tuning this piano for tomorrow morning. They're starting real early.
The other morning at 3 a.m., Sam Bird roused himself from his bed on the Upper West Side to rehabilitate a piano. The piano happened to be on the set of Good Morning America, but it could have been in a Broadway theater, in a recording studio, or at Lincoln Center. Sam Bird is a 24-hour piano tuner.
9 to 5 has never been in my vocabulary. It's 24 hours is my 9 to 5.
Sam keeps these hours in order to respond to what he calls piano emergencies.
A piano emergency is when you have Liberace in the middle of a concert, all of a sudden you hear a big pop.
Sam explains how Liberace had snapped a bass string while performing at Radio City, a fairly routine occurrence, except that Liberace's piano happened to have matched his outfit and couldn't be replaced by another one. Sam had to sneak up on stage and remove the offending string.
I went back and reached out my hand as he's looking at the audience the other way and saw where the string that was snapped lay on. And then when I saw I couldn't reach it from there, I went around the piano quietly and took it out.
Sam is a self-taught tinker who considers himself part scientist, part musician, and part shrink. He relies on his intuition and expert ear rather than on electronic tuning gadgets or computer programs.
Not only that I tune by ear, but I'll challenge anybody with the highest piece of technology to do as good a job using the piece of technology to tune as accurately as I do.
Sam has spent a lifetime tweaking strings, pedals, and hammers. He was born in Casablanca and moved to Paris when he was 12 to pursue a career in music and ended up repairing instruments instead.
Making money as a musician was not good enough. I started fixing, because I'm a very good mechanic, fixing some of my friends' instruments.
When he demonstrated that he could replace actions and hammers using only a straight edge and hot glue, he was hired by a respected Parisian piano shop where he honed his craft. In 1965, he moved to New York City, where he's tuned pianos for everyone from Vladimir Horowitz to Steely Dan.
You could start by from the big ones, like Frank Sinatra, like Elton John, Billy Joel, John Lennon, for years, even up to the day he died. Well, my level of expertise is based on a lot of years of experience and a lot of years of physical judgment. I'm talking about physics. It's a science. It's not subject to interpretation. Accuracy. Accuracy.
Sam's tuning a lustrous black Yamaha Concert Grand. He sits at the piano listening for imperfections. In his right hand is a tuning hammer that he uses to stretch and loosen each string. As he does this, he strikes each key with his left hand, carefully sustaining the note until he reaches the desired tension and tone.
Octave. So what I'm doing now, I'm copying every one of the notes to the one that is above it.
He repeats this process for every string until the piano is correctly calibrated. The best tuners achieve this with minimal back and forth. For Sam, the entire process takes about an hour. He calls it the tuner sonata. Sam says he has no regrets that he never became a professional musician in Paris.
If you want to accuse my musical background or my musical drive to get me there, so be it. That's how I feel about it. Thank you for that.
For Studio 360, I'm Melissa Milgram.